Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Our guest today, Lucius, is a quintet from Brooklyn led by two female singers, Jess Wolf and Holly Lasik. The pair like to dress alike. In 2013, they released their full-length debut, Wilder Woman. We'll hear some songs live, and they'll talk with the cafe's Michaela Majoun. We'll meet them after this performance of the song, Go Home.
A powerful song, Go Home, the first single from the debut album from Lucius, our guest today on the World Cafe. And there's a video for that song. We should say that's one of several sounds or styles that you have on the new CD. The music is written and the band was started by Jess Wolf and Holly Lasik. Welcome.
Thank you.
Where are you each from?
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, originally.
And you're Holly.
Yep. And I'm Jess, and I'm originally from Los Angeles.
But you both went to?
We went to college together, music school, and started writing together and moved to
Boston, and then we moved to Brooklyn, and that's where we all live now.
Wonderful. So you met at Berklee, that great music school in Boston, and you were both studying voice there?
Yeah. I was doing music business and vocal performance, and Holly was doing professional music.
Yeah.
Great to have a business person in a band, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
So the first time you sang together, Graham Nash in his new book talks about the first time he sang when he was visiting California with Stephen Stills and David Crosby, and how he just went back to London and broke up the Hollies because the harmony was so great, he knew it was the next wave of his life. Is that the feeling you got when you first sang together?
I think it was pretty automatic. You know, there was this sort of automatic vocal kinship. And we really took our time to hone the craft and to sort of develop a sound. And, there was never any forcing of any step, you know. We never really like put the cart before the horse, I should say.
The first song that we heard, fascinating lyrics on Go Home. And there's a kind of, I want to say, kinky video that goes with it.
Uh-huh.
Talk about the video. You didn't design the video, I'm sure. But, I mean, it carries the doll metaphor mm-hmm. into various places.
It's super dark. I mean, we found this ball joint doll maker on YouTube. He had like a couple thousand views maybe on his videos of the dolls that he made. I mean, they're no bigger than the palm of your hand, super small. And we were just so intrigued, and we contacted him and wanted to see if he could make, he had only made Japanese girl dolls. And so we contacted him to see if he'd be willing through translators.
Yeah.
And, we had to take 180 degree view pictures of our faces, and he made the dolls look like us.
Do you two get along well still? How many years has it been?
Almost a decade. We're best friends.
Really? It's been almost 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
So you did take your time. What?
Yeah. No, I was just being silly.
Yes, we did. We have taken our time.
Lucius is with us today in the World Cafe. They have a new album called Wilda Woman. And now, where does that come from? Not Wild Women, but Wilda Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is that old Gaelic?
No, it's like wildebeest. When I was little, my mom used to call me a wildebeest and a wilde girl and a wilde child. Oh, you know, my hair is all messy and whatever, and we were talking about this 3 years ago when we first started all this, and we were talking about how we were both these kind of like wild children and how we didn't always fit in and how we have that's carried over into womanhood, but now we're okay with it and like proud of it. And so we thought, oh, that'd be cool. That would be a cool title for a song. And so we initially, it was just the song, but it ended up encompassing a lot of the other songs and the mood of the record. So, yeah.
Let's hear it. The title track of Wilda Woman. Here's Lucius on the World Cafe.
Cowbell. Light and clear.
ripping out the page, paping out the pages in your book.
Lucius is with us today on the World Cafe. They've come from Brooklyn to visit the cafe, and they're on their first ever tour for their debut album, Wilder Woman. That was the title song. And the two lead singers also write the songs, Jess Wolfe and Holly Lessig. So what is your writing process like? Is it equal, separate but equal, or?
It is. It's different for every song, so there, we don't have kind of like a formula going into it. It's usually, we'll want to meet up and work on songs, and a lot of times one person will have a verse idea and be like, oh, you know, come to the other and say, I have this great idea for a verse, but I'm missing a chorus or a bridge or, you know, whatever it is. And then the other will either work, you'll work on it together at that point, or the other person will say, whoa, I have a chorus that goes exactly with that, which is what happened on one of the songs, Nothing Ordinary, which was freaky.
Yeah, in the same key, actually. We both had separate ideas that magically worked together. Yeah. But, I mean, we've been really lucky because we've sort of had, you know, some parallel experiences. And, I mean, also being best friends, able to relate to one another and sort of speak for each other when we've needed to. So, you know, there's been times where she's had to speak for me and vice versa. And, you know, it really depends. Like Holly was saying, there's no formula. It's just, it depends.
And there are all kinds of influences, on the record, especially. I mean, I hear African singing, choral singing as an influence on you. Is that true?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you know that?
I think that comes out. Well, I think it came out in the song you just did. But
We studied in Ghana, West Africa, and we studied drum and dance. That's amazing. Nobody's ever said that, but we did.
Wow, I think it comes through very strongly. Plus, you're really great with the woodblocks, Jess.
I was just telling her, we've been getting all these tweets about the cowbell and woodblocks lately.
It's easy to say more cowbell, please, though. Let's be frank.
At times, I also think of Manhattan Transfer. Do you know that band? And that kind of vocalese.
Uh-huh.
Looking at some of the videos on your website, you look like a mirror image of each other in at least one of them. It's like you're not only singing together, but you're moving together. And I don't even know if that was conscious. You're becoming twins. You may turn into this.
Weird. Actually, we were just walking. I was going to get a cup of tea down there, and I was walking down the hall, and there's a glass door.
I was looking at the signatures along that little whatever alleyway thing.
Yeah. And
there's
so
a glass door.
Walking this way, and I'm walking that way, and I thought
and we
that
meet
it was
the
my reflection in the glass.
I was like, she?
Except, like, for a second, I thought it was my reflection, except then my reflection started walking a different way, and that's when I was like, whoa, and then you made the
a current affair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, so it's like the dolls in the
basically
in
we
the
freak
video.
Each other out.
If you stay together long enough, you're going to become the same person.
Oh no.
What do you mean, oh no?
Uh-oh, the band's beginning to break up, and you heard it right here on the World Cup.
I mean, yay.
Well, sir, I want to talk about the way you look, but first let's get another song.
we actually had a friend that messaged us about this long distance relationship that was rekindled. It was her first boyfriend when they were kids, and they rekindled via the interwebs, I guess.
Yeah.
And they had been writing postcards and poetry and letters to each other back and forth for several months, and basically falling in love without having had seen each other in like 15 years. And she asked if we were interested in looking at some of their letters and their conversations and making a song out of it. So this is called How Loud Your Heart Gets. They're not together anymore, though.
Womp, womp.
You had to spoil it.
You
Wow. Gorgeous harmonies and the full band sound of Lucius on the World Cafe. That was great.
Thank you.
Part of your dynamic is visual, and of course it's radio, and we can't exactly, or I can see you, but our listeners can't see you. And Jess and Holly, you dress alike.
Yeah.
You kind of look alike, too, but you dress like twins, and it's not like normal outfits. I mean, you have a definite retro sense of style. What you're wearing today, for instance, you could be stewardesses from the 1960s. Maybe
actually yesterday we were setting up our release party and so at a bar, like a cocktail lounge, and this guy was like, "Excuse me, can I get a table for four?" I was like,
"That might be the downside
because
of the look."
Both of us.
But
oh, yeah.
So why do you dress alike, and who makes your clothes? Who designs the outfits? It's not just the outfits, it's the jewelry, it's your hair.
It's really, Holly once put it, and I think it's the perfect way to describe it, is dressing the sound. You know, just having a visual representation of what you do musically. All the artists that we are the most strongly influenced by have such a strong visual style and sort of, you know, that's just a big part of what they do.
You mean Lady Gaga, or who are you talking about?
David Bowie, I mean, even the Beatles,
Bjork.
Yeah, I mean, people who really see things completely. And I think that was really important to us. And also it's an automatic unification. You know, we're all automatically in the zone because we have this representation, this dress.
The guys look spiffy too, but who designs your outfits?
I mean, we just really mix and match things and find stuff as we are on the road, or you know, just whenever something catches our eye. Yeah, things that are cheap.
Yeah.
Stores must love you. We'll have two of those and two of those boots and two of those dresses.
Yeah, it's funny. People are always like, "How do you find the same exact thing?" And I'm like, "You just buy two of them."
Yeah.
That probably lets...
We also wear the same shoe size, which helps.
Yeah. Sometimes we swap one for one.
Yeah.
Like if
we... Black and white shoes.
Yeah.
I guess thrift stores are out. They don't usually have two of the same.
That's where it gets the downside.
So there's a song on the album that has a bit of the girl group in it, girl group sound, and it's about turning the telescope around. Do you know that Amy Mann song, The Other End of the Telescope?
It's really funny that you say that.
So let's hear it.
All right.
She felt comatose, waiting for this thing to grow. Ah, ha, she's impatient, cause she wants it now, and so it shows. Ah,
You might have heard that one before. It's called Turn It Around. That is a live version in our studio from Lucius, that song from Will to Woman. And our thanks to Jess Wolf and Holly Lasik, and, of course, to Michaela Majoun. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.